Welcome to the Bathroom Break Podcast, a podcast where two dumbasses just talk. No advice or anything, just dumbasses talking. I'm Justin, dumbass number one.
And I'm Alan, dumbass number two.
Or am I dumbass number two? I forgot. It's been a while.
It has. It's been a while, and I can tell it's been a while because you called me a dumbass, and I was like, it's been a while since I've been called a dumbass. This is right. This is nice.
Yeah. Today we have two things, and you came up with both of them, actually. We have what gives you cancer, empirical evidence that shows what things give you cancer, right?
Yeah.
And then movie endings, like the movie ends, but you know that it ends after the ending, and what happens then?
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of pressure on me. Now that you threw out that it's an Alan episode, like, I feel like there's a lot of pressure on me.
Yeah, you know, not throwing you on the bus or anything, but these are two things. I have like four for the cancer one. You know, of course, everything in here is empirically based, right? Right, Alan? Yours is all based on empirical evidence?
Oh, absolutely. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Because, right. You know, I totally do all the research, right? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. I have four. How many do you have?
I have three.
Okay, so I'll go first, just so that, you know, it evens it out.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that I found that gives cancer, and a lot of people might not know about it, is fine china. You know, that the fine plates and stuff that you have in a cupboard, and you don't use it except for special occasions.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not, I think it's because it's not used. It might be the material, too. But it's been found that leads to cancer.
I never would have guessed that. Yeah, but
Yeah, that's why I'm cancer-free in that area, too.
Yeah, good. Okay, so fine china. No, that's a solid one. I like it. My first one, I'm going with marshmallows.
Oh.
It's been shown that I can't even pretend like I've done any research. It's just, I mean, they're fluffy balls of sugar. It just doesn't make sense to, like, my non-scientific brain that sugar can turn into a marshmallow. They had to have added cancer. It's got to be cancer. Mm-hmm. It's too crazy.
If it's in a Rice Krispie treat, does it still count?
No, I think once it's melted, that gets rid of the cancer.
Oh, okay. You got to heat it up to get rid of the cancer.
Yeah, so all the people eating Peeps out there, you're dying real quick.
But the ones putting over campfires, they're fine?
Yeah, I mean, it has to be like, it can't be like that, you know, like they barely put it over. Like, it has to turn golden brown for the cancer.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, people that don't do that are psychopaths anyway, aren't they? Oh,
absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no doubt Austin doesn't toast his marshmallows. No doubt.
Oh,
wow. He likes strawberry milk. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know how strawberry milk is still like a thing.
Right?
Another thing that gives you cancer.
I don't think either one of us put that as a thing that gives you cancer, but just know, strawberry milk, undoubtedly cancer.
There's no hint of strawberry or even close to the strawberry flavor. It doesn't even taste like strawberries. Just chemicals.
Yeah, it just tastes like cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. My second one, if you have over a dozen roses on Valentine's Day within 2,000 square feet, so, you know, if it's over a dozen roses, then it's been shown with the research I didn't do that it gives people cancer. So that's why it's got to be limited to a dozen roses on Valentine's Day. Otherwise, you know, it's a cancer-causing agent.
Yeah, very little. Yeah, there's very little doubt in my mind that your research has led you to that.
Yeah.
Could you imagine doing this segment right here with Adam?
Because right.
Adam would just be like, I'm looking on Google right now. I'm finding nothing about this.
Right. he'd be like, I don't see this anywhere, guys.
Yeah, I'm on all the journals. I don't see anything. We're like, Adam, calm it down, buddy.
If you want to be safe, though, you just maybe stick to six roses.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. Yeah.
Question. Do you get your wife flowers for Valentine's Day?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Flowers, chocolates, caramel.
See, I don't. We don't do flowers. Because yeah, my wife can't eat them. My wife just wants to eat stuff.
That makes sense. She works out a lot, though.
She does, which is she has to because she eats so much.
I'm saying it's the other way around. Like, she works out a lot, so she's got to eat a lot. But
yeah, you said it the nice way. I was, that's how you know Justin's been married longer than I have.
No, I just I don't like being in trouble, but I'm always in trouble.
That's how it works. It's called marriage, buddy.
Yeah for sure. All right, man. What's your next one?
All right, my next one. So my first one was marshmallows. My second one, scented candles. No doubt. No doubt about it, scented candles cause cancer. They can't smell that beautiful but be made of wax. It's impossible.
I can kind of see where you're coming from because, you know, smell is like a particle going in your nose, and having that much smell in your nose, like, it's going somewhere in your body.
No doubt. Remember when they told us not to smell the markers as kids? It's the same thing, except those candles are markers for adults.
Yeah. I think that those markers probably caused more cancer than candles do.
Yeah, they were probably like the first cancerous thing, those markers.
Right? Yeah. It was just a lead up. It's just a conspiracy of the scented candle industry.
Oh, those bastards.
Yeah, that's how they get you. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, we just got a couple 3-wick scented candles because 1 wick doesn't burn it fast enough and get the cancer in the air enough. Scented candles are faster. Nice, dude. Yeah.
Scented candles are too nice not to cause cancer. That's what it is.
I mean, I'm going to take my chances.
Make sure that research I did is incorrect.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, what's better than like a pumpkin scented candle in fall, especially when it's like hot outside?
I'm like a cider and cinnamon, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's nice too. Oh,
yeah. All of those brownish candles during the fall are amazing.
Yep. And the apple ones, like the apple crumble cake. Oh, man. Those are amazing. They've gotten really good about making it smell just like the thing.
Yeah, it's the cancer that they're putting into it.
Yeah. All right, you ready for the next one?
Absolutely.
All right, so this is empirically based completely, not just a joke. But people that agree with soccer flops or basketball flops are seen to have higher rates of cancer.
I can totally see that. I have yet to meet one of those people.
Well, you know they're out there, though, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. It's actually a high percentage, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. I could, and you know what? I'm glad. Yeah, I said it.
Wow.
Yeah, they deserve it.
Yeah. I, you know, cancer sucks, but.
Yeah, so does flopping during a real sports game, but that's why men don't play soccer. So soccer is just hockey for women. I said it. Yeah.
So, some people get mad if you call it soccer. They want to be called football.
No, football's for men. So I have no problem saying this to the people that I know who aren't like, so this is how I view soccer. If you're not from this country, it makes sense to like it. If you're like two generations removed, like from like, in, like my dad's not from this country. So if I like soccer, that would make sense. Right. But if you're like more than two generations American, then you have no reason to like soccer. There are so many better sports in America.
But They can see football in other countries now.
So even across seas, even outside of the United States, there's no reason to like soccer. That's what you're getting at?
I've met a lot of people that move to other countries, and I've met people that move to this country, and they still say football's king. They're like, we get up at, you know, in the morning and watch football, or they stay up late at night and watch football.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious, dude.
I totally understand. Yeah. Like, I couldn't imagine waking up early on a Sunday morning and being like, oh, thank God soccer's on. This is what I get up for. Heck yeah, can't wait to see this 0-0 game going to the 95th minute, even though they're not keeping track of time, but they are. But they stopped the clock. Like, dude. That's like, why you guys like, never made it to the moon, you sucky like, other countries.
It's like time is done, but it's not. You can keep going.
Yeah.
What is this?
We'll keep the time. These three people, they'll know how much time is left. You guys won't. They'll whistle a few times when it's over. I'm like, right? this is idiotic. And you know, I wouldn't mind soccer if they stopped flopping. But as you show, people who agree with the flops, they have cancer. Yeah.
Well, yeah, dude. Have you seen some of the flops? Even basketball flops nowadays, they're so bad.
So bad.
It's like people not even getting hit. And it's like they're dead. It's horrible.
I think I might have said this on an earlier episode, but the rule for soccer and basketball, too, should be this. Whatever injury you fake, if it's shown that you are faking it, the other team should be allowed to do it to you.
Wow.
If you fake a broken leg and then you get up and start sprinting, timeout, we get to break your leg.
I feel like that was like in the rules back in the day, but not anymore.
Yeah.
Like, no, can't do that anymore.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah.
The good old days.
Let's not get me started on like anti other country rants, but like, come on, other countries, get together, you know?
All right. Reining in a bit. What's your next one?
My last cancer causing agent is without a doubt Icy Hot.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, hopefully no rep from Icy Hot is listening.
Icy Hot substitutes as well. I don't know what else to call them. What would I? Topical.
Menthol something?
Yeah. Topical cancer. Let's just call it that, okay? No doubt. No, anything that cools you and heats you doesn't make sense. No. Nope.
Have you ever successfully used Icy Hot? I've never. I had a lot back in the day, but I've never. Like, just an ice pack. You know, not even an ice pack anymore. I don't even do that. I just have, like, a massage gun. But I've never used Icy Hot successfully before.
I feel like I used to use Icy Hot successfully, but it might have just been, like, my young body recovering. And now,
even
if I try to use anything whatsoever, nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
I've sprained my ankle sleeping.
It's just time. Yeah, it's just time. You got to eat like less sugar. It's like eat less sugar and time and drink more water. And that's all it is.
My one of my friends took one of those find out what foods you're allergic to or, you know, that you don't get along with.
Yeah.
He's like eggs, cheese, bread. She found like all these things and she's like, I eat like breakfast sandwiches every morning. It's like, what has happened to my body where I can't eat this anymore? I'm like, yeah, dude, she's 30. I'm like, yeah, you're 30 now. Like, that's just how it works.
It's like, that's my body. That's my diet. Yeah. That's my whole diet.
Yep. You're allergic to eating.
Yeah. It's just all food.
Yeah. Oh, how about you? So what's number four for you before we get a call from Icy Hot?
Number four is people that wear shorts with no elastic, but only a drawstring.
Oh, those people are weird.
Yeah. I don't even know where you buy those shorts from.
Yeah. The cancer store. No doubt. Yeah. They're right next to the Icy Hot.
I mean, I'm talking about like, it's gotta be like athletic shorts because regular shorts are fine with no elastic, but you know, I don't know. That one was kind of a...
No, I know exactly what you mean, because honestly, I'm wearing like basketball shorts right now, and I'm feeling, and I'm like, there's massive amounts of elastic.
Yeah.
And it has a drawstring on it, you know? And I'm like,
yeah,
if
both.
Had a drawstring, what kind of creepy bastard would I be where I needed it to be, like, super tight? Like, and I needed to, like, double knot my shorts. Like, that would be creepy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a creepy thing.
Yeah. Definitely cancerous. No, I feel like we nailed it on the head here. And the fact that we were able to throw in strawberry milk, just absolutely.
It has to be. I mean, it does not taste like it wouldn't cause like something.
Does not taste like strawberries whatsoever.
Not at all.
Yeah. Yeah. What was the other game? The other game was if stories kept going, right?
Movie. Like, yeah, yeah.
Movies,
stories and movies, whatever.
If a movie kept going, what would the actual ending be? Like, how would it actually turn out?
Right.
And, there's some, I had two, I only had two here. I can only really think of two off the top, like kind of off the top of my head, because that's how I do research. And they're both pretty messed up, you know. Like it's never a good ending. It's never like, oh, the movie ended well and now let's keep going and it continues to go well. That's not how my brain thinks.
Yeah, I have two. One's pretty messed up too.
All right, do you want to start it off then?
Sure, why not? So the first one, Rocky II, when Apollo Creed and him are sparring and they both throw the punch at the same time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't end right there. You know, there's a sparring match going on, and we all know that Apollo Creed just took it to him in that sparring match. Probably knocked him out, knocked him down a few times.
Oh, I totally agree. I just want to throw this out there. Apollo Creed was the far better boxer.
Yeah.
I don't know how anybody would give Rocky the win in Rocky II. Like, it just doesn't make sense. You know, I know in Rocky I, like, Apollo Creed wins.
Yep.
But, it should have been, like, unanimous. Like, every round should have been, like, 120 to 108.
If you really watch it, Apollo Creed won that fight.
Yeah. But I know we always table this discussion, but Rocky IV, best Rocky. Just throwing it out there. I mean,
I don't know, man. I mean, you know, he fights Mr. T and Hulk Hogan in the same movie. How can you not? Whatever.
It's fine. Because Rocky IV's bad guy not only kills somebody, but has a son who ends up fighting the deceased member of the protagonist team. Like, what other story can you say that about? I mean, just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I threw in the word protagonist just to let people know. Alan studied English. He knows what's up.
Yeah, Alan Ryder.
Yeah. Okay, let's think. Okay, so mine, I'm going to steal the example that I gave you when we were originally talking about this, and that is Little Mermaid, right? She gets legs. She gets to go up to where the people are. She leaves all her friends behind. But her skin isn't used to the sun. She's a freaking mermaid, right? Her skin's not used to it. She's not used to being that up in the ocean, up in the air, up above water. And she gets skin cancer, and she dies fairly early on.
Wow.
Afterwards, yeah. Yeah, wow. So Ariel does not make it. She does not last very long up where the people are.
Yeah, evolutionary-wise, I guess you could say, you know, that her skin is not meant for the sun, direct sun.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, pretty morbid. I get it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this show always turns really dark. Like, we always make it like 15 minutes in, and then people die. I don't know what happens.
Man, you had a lot of cancer on yours, too.
Yeah, dude.
Cancer does suck.
Oh, I don't know. I don't agree, which is why people should stay away from Icy Hot and strawberry milk.
I don't even know if I should do this next one, but... Oh, well. Do you know the movie What About Bob?
I don't.
Okay. It's this therapist that goes on vacation and one of his clients, like, follows him. And it's, like, funny, hilarious, ha ha ha. But we all know that in the end of that, the client probably ends up killing the therapist. No?
Wow.
Well, he followed him on a vacation.
Everything that you said before, it's funny and it's, you know, hilarious. Everything you said before that, like, a therapist goes on vacation and the client follows him. I was thinking, oh, this is going to be a jacked up movie. Right? I like your ending to it. Very realist. I like it. Very realistic.
Yeah. Dude, Bill Murray's in it. It says a successful psychotherapist loses his mind after one of his most dependent patients tracks him down during his family vacation. And it's a comedy.
Yeah. Is Bill Murray the therapist or the?
No. He's the patient? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's the patient, dude.
Yeah. Bill Murray definitely murders someone.
I mean, it is a funny movie, but if you play it out a little longer, I mean, how can you not get to that? Unless if, you know, he puts in a successful restraining order and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's a tough one for sure. I mean.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, no, show gets, Bathroom Break gets dark.
For you that, yeah, well,
think this might be our first episode. We have plenty more from like a year or two ago They all get really dark. I actually listened to one of ours from the other day. It was called I Guess Santa Has to Die Then.
I remember that.
You guys should
Have dude. Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Our Christmas episodes were the best. Listen to those around Christmas. Yeah. And then there is one that says that is even titled This One Got Dark.
Our show definitely has a push towards the dark side later on, for sure. We are the Anakin Skywalker of shows. We start bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and then we end up just murdering little kids in a Jedi palace or whatever.
No, we don't do that.
Yeah, no. We are going to get sued by IZL, so.
Right? You said it straight up causes cancer. My gosh. Actually, florists will probably, sue us, too. Are you saying? Flowers?
Yeah. Can't wait for us to go to court, though, and prove ourselves right. With all of our empirical data.
Right?
Yeah, with all of our research. The other one that I had was another Disney movie. This one's Aladdin. As you know, at the end of the movie, he gets Princess Jasmine. They get married. They're in love, whatever. Until we figure out that Aladdin is actually just a kleptomaniac. Yes, he was poor, so he had to steal a lot when he was younger. However, no, he needs to steal all the time. He steals family jewels from Jasmine's family, and he gets capital punishment and beheaded in front of his new wife.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. They didn't just exile him. They beheaded him.
Oh yeah, they beheaded him. Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah. Can't have a klepto prince, ruling the land.
Well, was that in their laws? I feel like, are they with a code of Hammurabi or whatever?
Wow. Hammurabi's code. Wow.
Wouldn't it just be like cutting his hand off?
Oh, but these are like family. These are like big time jewels that he's trying to steal. You know.
Okay.
It's not just an eye for an eye. This is like a head for the crown jewels of the country.
Oh, because it's a crown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, Aladdin dies because he's a klepto. Like, he's just stealing stuff left and right. And Jasmine's like, but he's so cute. No. Yeah.
Well, to be fair, people that got their hands cut off back then, I doubt that there was good outcomes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely starved to death because there were not jobs at that point for one-handed people.
No. I'm talking just infection and blood loss and stuff like that.
Oh, again, me getting dark. I apologize.
Yeah, there's no jobs for them.
It was a pre-industrialized country.
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, that's all I got on that.
That's all I got as well. Tomorrow, or the next episode, I should say, Mr. Adam joins us. Dumbass number 3 is on the show with us later on, and he's going to bring his actual empirical data to try to stump us.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I think it goes without the saying that none of this stuff was researched and none of this stuff is real. So
yes,
icy hot. Alan really doesn't think that.
And florists.
Yeah,
Our names are Dumbass Number 1 and Dumbass Number 2 for a reason. If you take anything seriously that we said, that's on you guys.
And you're another dumbass. We can give you a number, Dumbass Number 8.
Yeah, tweet us. Which dumbass am I? You're definitely Dumbass Number. We don't have that many listeners. You'll be Dumbass Number 4.
Right? Yeah. Coming now, you'll get the low dumbass number for sure.
Yeah, for sure. We are not going to get many listens. I'm really not worried about Icy Hot coming at me.
Yeah, I know. There's no way.
However, if I do get assassinated or die in some kind of eerie way, look at Icy Hot. Okay? Big Pharma or whatever it is.
you need to tattoo that on you somewhere. I did not kill myself. Look at Icy Hot.
Yeah, it was Icy Hot. I just have that note in my pocket at all times. Yeah, right. It was Icy. What does this note mean? It was Icy Hot. And I really hope it comes out that they cause cancer. I really hope that.
I do not hope for that whatsoever.
Justin being reasonable again.
I actually hope less things cause cancer than more. But,
look at this good guy over here.
Right. Oh, man.
Oh, what a day.